listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The popular band Rituals of Mine is heading out on tour with the band Garbage for the 20th anniversary of the album Version 2.0. Tonight, October 2nd, Rituals of Mine will headline a hometown appearance at Goldfield Trading Post, and in the studio to catch us up on what's been a very busy year is singer Tara Lopez. Hi, thanks for stopping by.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
How's this year been for making music?
It's been a whirlwind. It's been really incredible and inspiring and just, everything I've been processing for the last 2 years, just everything that's been going on and putting it into the new album. And it's been an incredible focus this year.
What's your mindset been? Up, down, creative, performance focused?
Oh, gosh, all over. Yeah. Highs, lows, performance, recording. I've really made the decision to take it upon myself to take charge of how I want this next record to be. And it feels so incredible having that freedom. And so I've just been really focusing on what do I want this next body of work to look like? How do I want it to feel? What do I need to express? Because I've had a lot of things happen to me over the last 3 years. And so I've really just been focusing on that.
What have you settled on? What is the new album going to look and sound like?
Well, we're releasing new material next week, actually, on the 8th. I'm really excited. It's a song called No Time to Go Numb, and it really is about, this current administration. It's about women and how society treats women. Really, this next record is about a lot of things that have been on my mind, whether it's, society-based or in my personal life, loss, trauma, grief, and also love. But also, these social issues that absolutely are, they're on my mind every single day. So it's going to be very straightforward.
What do you think's happening right now with women's voices? And you hear from an age group that I would say is sort of teens into 30s.
Mm-hmm.
What are women talking about around you?
Women are finally feeling heard. We have a long way to go. And I think that's kind of the dialogue that we are having with one another, is really having each other's backs and being there for one another. It's still very scary for women to come forward with their stories, and we all have them. And that's something that I've really been thinking about this last week, is that I don't know one single woman who has not been sexually assaulted or harassed. Not one. And just that statement alone is something that I repeat to myself every single day. And that keeps me really fired up and motivated to continue activism, whether through music or outside of that. And I think that's kind of the dialogue that we've been having, is just like stepping up for each other and just letting each other know, like, share your story if you feel so inclined. And if you do, like, we got you.
In my age group, which is farther along in years than yours, every woman also has a story, but a lot of the stories go, yeah, that happened.
Right.
I just figured, well, I had to pick up and go on from that. I didn't pause. I didn't say that it was unusual, because it just all happens. In your age group, do you think there's a chance of situations stopping or being prevented much more than they were in my generation?
Absolutely. I think, our society conditions women to, for us to just believe that this is how we should be treated, because it's kind of been how women have always been treated. But I do think with this generation, we are starting to realize, like, no, we have a voice. We're going to speak up. We're going to hold men accountable. And hopefully other men will hold their counterparts accountable. I definitely think that women are feeling more confident and more empowered. We have a long way to go, of course, as we all felt this week. But I do think that at least what I'm hearing and feeling from those around me is that we are going to continue to fight, and we're going to continue to tell our stories and make ourselves heard and just really hold men accountable.
I'm talking with Tara Lopez. Rituals of Mine plays tonight at Goldfield Trading Post. Doors open at 7:30. This is an all-ages show, isn't
it? It is, yeah. It's a very rare all-ages show for us.
Yeah. You have this project, which originally started as an experience in women living through a catcalling session. The project was called This Is What It Feels Like.
Mm-hmm.
that's morphed a little bit, hasn't it?
It has. Yeah, we still continue. That's the main focus for This Is What It Feels Like, is to travel around the world and allow men to experience what it feels like to be catcalled, to be on the receiving end. But we partnered up with AT&T this summer to present This Is What It Feels Like to Be Loved, the Turn Up the Love Project. And it was specifically for LGBTQ teens in Utah. The suicide rate is amongst the highest amongst LGBTQ teens in Utah. And we really wanted to do something to kind of hopefully combat that and create a dialogue. So really, I have a lot of ideas. I want to do so much while I'm alive. And one of those ideas is to create these exhibits where we're just creating compassion and empathy so that hopefully we can create change. Because I do feel that people, you see real change when people are able to experience what they don't know.
Have you seen more power in the words you speak, Tara, or in the music and the legs that the music has?
That's a great question. You know, I think both. Just last night when we played, or the other night when we played Portland, I had a huge man come up to me in his 50s with tears in his eyes saying, "You've completely opened up something in me tonight after seeing me perform." And that was massive. I've had people after shows tell me that our music has saved their lives, which is incredible. But then also, you know, we've heard so many stories with this project, This Is What It Feels Like, that we've helped men change their behavior. So I think, you know, I want to express myself in so many other mediums, and music is just one form of that. And it's all to serve other people. It really is to try to, if I can help other people, that's always the intent. So hopefully I'm able to do that in many ways.
Have Sister Crayon fans migrated to the audience? Do you see them there for Rituals of Mine?
Yeah, it's so awesome. Yeah. It's so incredible that I feel so, so grateful that I've been supported by the Sister Crayon longtime devoted fans, and they are evolving with me. And that's what this project is. It's still very much the root of what Sister Crayon was. It's just elevated. And it's been really cool to see the longtime fans in the crowd, along with like newer fans that are just hearing about us through the various touring that we're doing now.
We have a clip from Devoted, and I can hear your fans saying, "Let's get to some music. Let's hear some music." So here's a little bit. That voice and almost that exact sound. Tonight at Goldfield Trading Post, I'm talking with Tara Lopez. Rituals of Mine will be there for an all-ages show. Doors open at 7:30. So the new album, is there a title yet?
I have a few in my brain that I have yet to share with anyone, really. So soon. There will be music so soon. I mean, you know, next week there will be new music, but the album will come out early 2019.
Can you at least tell me the direction you're going? I expect it to be, if not a concept album, a message album.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really about the last 3 years of my life. I've lost my father. I've lost one of my best friends. I've gained so much. Life has really 100% changed in every single way. I'm not the same person 3 years ago, and I feel very confident in saying that. And so I think this new record is going to show a progression musically, lyrically, and in my voice, just a completely elevated look as to what I've been going through the last 3 years. It's also kind of a collective look as to what I feel my friends, my group of people, and society has gone through.
There is a fieriness to your spirit right now, and some people might wonder how you weren't crushed or stomped by some of what you went through.
Oh, I was, but how I view it is my mother raised me to, you know, just keep your head up, keep going. And I've been really focusing on talking about and taking care of myself with in regards to mental health. That's been a huge passion of mine, talking about that. And I started taking antidepressants for the first time in my life exactly 1 year ago. And that's changed my life, just being open about that and talking about it. And I think for me, it's being productive is my way of healing. And so I've just kind of kept going. But there's definitely been moments of that, and you will hear that on the record. And, you know, I'm just so grateful that I have these outlets to, you know, to utilize.
Do you look at your depression as chronic, something you'll always deal with, or situational because of this capsule of time?
That's a great question. I definitely am manic depressive. My father was manic depressive, and so it definitely runs in my genes. It was something that I've always kind of struggled with, but just kind of, you know, like, oh, I have music as my outlet, and kind of just delved into that. But it wasn't until I lost my father to suicide that it forced me to take a look in the mirror and say, you know, I'm not going to go down that route. I refuse. And I'm going to, in honor of him, I'm going to take care of myself. And hopefully, you know, it's been really cool to see the trickle-down effect of seeing my friends taking care of themselves and my other family members kind of, you know, I just want to lead by example as much as I can.
Do you think that will ultimately be part of the banner you carry? Or do you see yourself going beyond that to something even bigger?
Oh, something so much bigger. I really do feel that. And I think at times, I felt that my whole life. And at times it's really scared me because, there's a part of me that's like, who am I to think that I am deserving of this? But I'm starting to really own that and know that there is a lot to me and to what I want to share with the world. And I have all of these struggles and hardships or stories that I think will help other people. So, yeah, I think that I have some big plans for sure that I'm working on. Mm.
Your vibrancy is infectious.
Thank you.
I have to say.
Thank you.
It is a great experience. I want to encourage people always to go see music live, to be in the live moment, but extend the invitation, especially tonight, for this moment of time where you are just before you jump into the next new project.
Thank you so much.
And touring with Garbage, too.
Oh, my gosh. A dream. A dream. Not only are they heroes of mine and always have been, but they're the nicest, sweetest, most genuine people who don't act like rock stars, and they totally are. And it's, I'm so humbled by the experience and so honored.
Good luck, Tara.
Thank you so much.
Promise me you'll come back soon.
Absolutely. I love it here.
The new music and new stories. Well, we love having you. Thanks again for coming by.
Thank you so much.
That is Tara Lopez. The show tonight, doors open at 7:30 at Goldfield Trading Post. And we'll have more coming up, as she said, very soon from Rituals of Mine. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.